Paper in front of me. So welcome to our special meeting, July 25th, 2023. Evacuation details and information are located on the wall near the entry to the chambers. In an emergency, alarm will sound. Wardens will assist with your evacuation from the building. If directed, please evacuate in a calm and orderly manner via the reception area. Go directly to the evacuation point in the car park beside the town hall. I declare the meeting open at 3 p.m. on the knocker. Apologies from Councillor Michael Kelly. Acknowledgements of country. I begin today by acknowledging the Palitur and Panahia past peoples, the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which we gather today, and pay my respects to elders past and present. I extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples here today. I'd like somebody to move the confirmation of the minutes of the previous meeting, please. Councillor Dornoff, thank you. A seconder. Councillor Dudman, thank you. Any discussion, Councillor Dornoff? Councillor Dudman? I'll put the motion in. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand. That is unanimous. Thank you, councillors. Moving on to any declarations of interest, General Manager?
No declarations of interest received.
Thank you. We're over to public question time. If there's anybody in the public that may want to ask a question of council, it is there for you if you wish to. Take that as a no from the public. Nobody's getting up, waving their hand, so take that as a no. Thank you. So we have no public questions with notice. We have no public questions without notice. Over to councillor question time. Councillor questions with notice or renewal. Councillor questions without notice. Any questions, councillors? Councillor Temple.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just my usual relating to proposed prisons.
I've got nothing to report from my end, councillor. Johnny, anything?
Mr. Mayor, we haven't received any correspondence relating to the state government's proposed prison project in the last 2 weeks.
Thank you, John. Moving on then to governance, which is the main reason for our meeting today. Just checking. Right. Somebody would like to move, somebody would like to second that the Meander Valley Council submission be put as it is. Councillor Dudman, thank you. As seconder, please, Councillor Loader, thank you. Councillor Dudman has the move of the motion.
Thank you, Mayor. Today, the Meander Valley is providing a pragmatic response with the community's best interest at its heart to the Tasmanian Government. We are a council with a proud history. In our 30 years, we have achieved a sustainable business model with a high level of delivery for our community and a strong financial position. This statement is ratified with a positive response council has received from the community in consultation that we facilitated on the reform agenda. The community response from this consultation made one thing very clear. The state government has failed Tasmanians in their approach to local government reform. First, the government said that we would not be required to undergo forced amalgamations, then they changed their mind and said that it would be inevitable, and then they backflipped again. Today, the Meander Valley Council is sending a strong message to the Rockcliffe government. We say no to forced amalgamation. Our community has made its position clear. Over 70% of our residents do not want forced amalgamation, and the majority again do not want the Meander Valley to amalgamate at all. If the state government is so strongly of the belief that amalgamations will make everything better and every problem will go away, then they need to put their money where their mouth is and prove it to us. Show us where the benefit to the community will lie in amalgamations. On this, to date, they have resoundingly failed. The Meander Valley is seeking further information from the state government. We want to know, as I'm sure many across rural Tasmania want to know, how economies of scale will deliver real cost savings in our municipality. Where are the benefits to be had for our community? We shouldn't have to, but we have gone hunting for this information and nothing is coming up for us. The Meander Valley Council will continue to work with the local government sector to ensure improvements to the local government sector are made, where a community benefit can be had. We will always strive to do better because there is always better to be done. But whatever we do as a council, we'll have the community in mind and their best interests at heart. I commend this position and take this opportunity to thank the community for their contribution to the position.
Thanks, Councillor Dudman. Councillor Loader as the seconder.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Councillor Dudman. Firstly, I'd like to thank council staff for the rapid putting together of the community consultation over the last few weeks. I want to acknowledge that up until the acting GM had taken responsibility for our council's response to the Future of Local Government review, very little had been done. During the local government election campaign, I was surprised that no one raised the issue of amalgamations and boundary adjustments with me. I now understand that this is because the overwhelming majority of Tasmanian ratepayers and residents didn't have a clue what was in store. It has taken local councils to communicate this to their communities. This shouldn't have been our job. The board should have been more proactive in the ways that they communicated with the Tasmanian people. That said, the results from the two public meetings, online and telephone surveys, convey a plain message. Meander Valley isn't broken and doesn't need fixing. There is an overwhelming support for our council. This is a credit to the staff who care for the needs of community every day. The board has come out with scenarios for change, but hasn't articulated what the issues are attempting to address. What about local government is actually broken? And if there are changes, when will they happen and who will pay? I wholeheartedly agree that local government should explore any way that we can to work together in areas of shared service. I also support any council's right to explore voluntary amalgamation if that is what their community wants. The recent announcement by the Premier that forced amalgamations are off the table is a relief. However, during this review process, they have been ruled out, ruled in, and now ruled out again. It is very difficult to trust the process. And now planning is to be removed from local government. We, the council, have skin in the game. We have local knowledge. To remove local government removes democracy and local voice from planning and paves the way for cementing a one-size-fits-all approach to planning and puts Tasmania on a course of favouring developers over community.
Thank you, Councillor Lowder. Open up for discussion, councillors. Councillor Dornoff.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. It's a tough one. I have been a knocker of the process from the very beginning, but I don't think it's a failed process to where we've got to right now today. I believe that the Rockcliffe government have listened to the population and have put forward a message of no forced amalgamations. Yes, there are certainly some unknowns that we will discover in the coming days, weeks and months. But I think a failed process would be if they continue to go through and explore forced amalgamations. I applaud them for listening and hopefully this continues as more consultation comes from the public.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Cameron.
Thank you, and thanks to the three that have already spoken. I think this is a topic that's created a lot of discussion around this council table and in the community, and I do want to thank John Harmy for helping us lead us down this path of consultation. It was a little bit rushed, I guess, in one sense, but I really appreciated the people that came out to both Prospect and Deloraine to speak with us about that. And the message was clear. Meander Valley really are doing a great job, and we are really proud of our municipality and our staff. And I think from this review process, it's good to have a conversation. It's probably good to be made to have the conversation. I don't know what the outcome will be, but we should always strive to do things better. And at the end of it, if that's not part of the reform scenarios, I just feel like it's a really good chance to have some open and honest conversation about some of these really hard topics. But at the end of the day, Meander Valley is a wonderful place and I don't want to see it changed.
Thanks, Councillor Cameron. Councillor House.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Look, I endorse all those comments. The reality is I don't think it's been a failed process either. What it's forced everyone to do is to really contemplate how local government works. And it's probably a conversation we should have more often than we do. But what I think we've gained from this is a recognition from, by and large, the vast majority of the public that we've been consulting with, that they're very happy with the council performance, both in the past and probably looking towards the future. So we've got a good tick of acknowledgement there, but I don't think we should back away from the facts that there are challenges facing local government going forward. Recruitment, retention of key staff, et cetera, et cetera. They're probably not going to be something that goes away. So it needs to be an ongoing discussion about how we how we make those things work better. But I think, you know, I think we should acknowledge, as Anne Marie did too, the great work the staff have done, and you know, the fact that the public are very, you know, very, very happy with the performance so far. So I don't think it's a failed process at all. I think it's something we should do pretty regularly to look at ourselves.
Thanks, Councillor House. From my point of view, I agree with those speakers that spoke before, and I agree that we should be reviewing. In business practices, you continue to review. The only way you get better is to review. What I would hope that would come out of this is, you know, there may be some councils out there that do voluntarily go into mergers with each other. But if we can get better systems that the state can potentially put in place, for example, shared systems including information technology, procurement, tendering, assessment and policy development that we can actually share across our neighbouring municipalities would be a win-win out of this rather than every council in the state doing their own thing. I think it'd be far better that way. I'll reiterate, yes, well done to the staff. We did pull it together. We as a council pulled it together reasonably quickly. We got 334 submissions to our online and our paper reviews, surveys. We had the phone survey that went out, we had 34, 35 people turn up at Prospect and 85, 86 turn up at Deloraine, which is really good. And apart from a couple of people that would like us to go somewhere else, the majority of people were saying they are happy. And even people that have criticised us in the past, in the last few years, were not calling for us to go somewhere else. And I guess that speaks volumes in my view. I think the public meetings went really well. And I think the we certainly got across the north, we got some publicity from, yes, the newspaper, the Examiner. We also got it from local radios, but also we got it from the Meander Valley Gazette and to Craig that sits there as the editor. Thank you for your balanced approach. I think a lot of people really didn't realise that this was happening. I mean, even a week before our public meetings, oh, what's this amalgamation? What's this thing that's, you know... So I guess there was a... You would think that people would realise, but if it doesn't affect people or affect them financially, sometimes they don't realise. But once they thought, oh, shivers, we might be into another municipality with raised rates, and all of a sudden they start looking what's happening in their backyard. So thanks, Craig, that comes along, and your editorials and the Gazette. But overall, I think we got a resounding tick for what we're doing at the moment. So I thank the staff. I also thank the rate pass for having us. So. I've finished on that one. Councillor Tebble.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd hope that, Councillor Dudman and Councillor Loader got in very quickly, but I'd hope that with the nature of this motion, it was going to be moved by you as Mayor and seconded by the Deputy Mayor. But that was just my hope that we went past that process before we blinked. But I do endorse what Councillor Dudman said and Councillor Loader and every other speaker. I think it's important that everyone is aware that we are open all the time to any ways in which we can improve. And I don't think, you know, I'm concerned that someone might see us as being negative in our comments here. I don't see them as negative at all. It's they're in the very best interests of our community. And that's who we're here to represent. That no benefit has been demonstrated as yet for any of the changes that have been put forward. But again, to say it's important that we are seen always to be ready for change if it's in the best interest. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks, Councillor Temple. Councillor Simpson.
Yes. To the learned gentleman on my left's assertion that the Mayor and Deputy Mayor, we would have had a problem there because the Mayor would have had to have stepped out of his role as Chair.
You can move from the Chair.
No,
can't
no,
you?
Not under... No. And then the Deputy Mayor, we'd have the same... We'd be electing someone else, so we'd have all those issues. But anyway... I absolutely support, you know, what was proposed, endorse... pretty well everything that was said as well, very well put together. Where I'm going to go as a point of difference is to be somewhat negative, not to us, but to our neighbouring council to the east, the motion that they recently passed when they examined, so we've got two items up there, 10 and 11, that address the eight scenarios that the board put up in Launceston City Council addressing the four Tamar ones made the same point for all four scenarios, that they didn't necessarily themselves believe that Lilydale through to Blessington should be part of a Tamar municipality. And I raise that because it's very curious that they were appeared to be somewhat happy to have West Tamar and Georgetown, which had significant rural areas included in them, but they thought that Lilydale and through to Blessington would be better off in the North East Council. Does that have any underpinnings for us, the rural part of our municipality? They did express a view that they didn't think that Hadspin / Carrick would be a good fit in Launceston. To me, that speaks volumes about their view of the world. And so for us, you know, if there'd have been any possibility that we might have ended up in a Tamar municipality, a greater Tamar municipality, I don't, you know, I suspect that they might have, whether they expressed that explicitly or not, I suspect that sentiment might flow through. So to me, the path we've gone down and the outcome that we're now likely to express, if this gets passed, I absolutely think it's the right one. If it isn't broke, don't try and fix it. Yes, there's always things we can do to be better, and I think we're open to doing that. Be it bridges or roads or whatever else, we're always open to better ways of doing things. And I think I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Sinville. Any other discussion from the floor? Take that as a no. I'll go back to the second motion, Councillor Loader.
Thank you, Mayor. I agree with most of what's been said around here. I still maintain that the process for reform could have been done in a much more open, more inclusive way, particularly, and my favourite subject, half of Tasmanians are not literate, and one in five people are not digitally literate. And until departments in government start to talk to each other and realise that there's contributions that each department can make to everything, we're going to continue to see this. The state government has a very robust 2610 program, but whether or not the Review of Local Government Board actually spoke to them, who knows? And again, one final point I do really want to say again, thank you very much to our staff, to our acting general manager and the other staff who really pulled this together at very short notice. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Councillor Loader. Councillor Dudman.
I couldn't have wrapped it up any better than Councillor Loader. So again, I would like to reiterate thanks to the staff for their work, and let's put it to a vote.
We will. We will put that to the vote. So all those in favour, please raise your hand and say aye.
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 That is unanimous. Thank you, councillors. Moving on to motion to close the meeting. Councillor Dudman, thank you. It's against the House. Don't think I need any discussion on that. All those in favour, please say aye. Against, unanimous. That is meeting closed.